Sutta Nipata 4.10. Before the breakup of the body. Seeing how, behaving how, is one said to be at peace. Gotama, tell me about, when asked about, the ultimate person. The Buddha. Free from craving before the breakup of the body. Independent of before and the end, not classified in between, no preference is his, unangered, unstartled, unboastful, unanxious, giving counsel unruffled, he is a sage. His speech under control, free from attachment with regard to the future, not sorrowing over the past. He sees seclusion in the midst of sensory contacts. He can't be led in terms of views, withdrawn, undeceitful, not stingy, not miserly, not insolent, inoffensive. He doesn't engage in divisive speech. Not drunk on enticements, nor given to pride. He's gentle, quick-witted, beyond conviction and dispassion. Not in hopes of material gain does he take on the training. When, without material gain, he isn't upset. Unobstructed by craving, he doesn't, through craving, hunger for flavors. Equanimous, always mindful. He doesn't suppose himself equal, superior, inferior in the world. No swellings of pride are his, whose dependencies don't exist, when, on knowing the Dhamma, he's independent, in whom no craving is found, for becoming or not. He is said to be at peace, unintent on sensual pleasures, with nothing at all to tie him down, one who's crossed over attachment. He has no children, cattle, fields, land. In him you can't pin down what's embraced or rejected. He has no preference for that which people run of the mill, or Brahmins and contemplatives might blame, which is why he is unperturbed with regard to their words. His greed gone, not miserly. The sage doesn't speak of himself as among those who are higher, equal, or lower. He, theory-free, goes to no theory, for whom nothing in the world is his own, who doesn't grieve over what is not, who doesn't enter into doctrines, phenomena. He is said to be at peace. End of sutta.